This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome, this is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Robert, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from Food and Wine, and now I'll begin with Food and Wine, copyright 2025 Meredith Operations Corporation, the March 2025 issue, and we are talking about greens today. To the unknowing eye, the March Farmers Market may be uninspiring. Tomatoes and stone fruit are still a long way off, and all you see at vendors' tables are bunches of winter greens, a monochrome landscape of dark green. But take a closer look. Those humble heroes of early spring offer a wide span of flavors and textures to explore. From brassicas like pleasantly bitter, earthy collards and pungent mustards, to amaranth like slightly sweet, mineral-rich spinach. And while those unwieldy-looking bunches may seem intimidating, working winter greens into your weeknight dinners is in fact an easy way to add instant depth to any meal. Winter greens are culinary chameleons that can adapt to whatever cooking techniques you apply. They're sturdy enough to withstand long braising, which helps break down their cell walls and reduce bitter, sulfurous compounds. The quickest sauté is all you need to soften the wasabi-like punch of mustard greens, like in my pasta with green beans. And when you don't have time to turn on the stove, your hands can take over, quickly massaging greens with an oil-based vinaigrette. Massaging greens breaks down the leaves' fibrous membranes and allows them to build a bright, tender, crisp salad. Fat in all forms tempers assertive greens, too. Rich, spicy chorizo helps balance every bowl of caldo verde, a cozy Portuguese soup. When prepared intentionally, as in the following recipes, winter's leafy greens have the ability to steal the spotlight on your dinner plate. A glossary of greens. 1. Kale. This queen of salads has a deep, earthy flavor that mellows when cooked. The most common varieties are curly, Russian, and lacinato. All three can be used interchangeably. Because kale isn't as pungent as other greens and develops some sweetness when cooked, it melds into almost anything. For sautéing, cut the stems out and chop them into small pieces so they cook in the same time as the leaves. 2. Turnip greens. Turnip greens taste similar to turnip bulbs, peppery, although not as intense as mustards, and earthy. Their flavor depends on the type of turnip. Hakurai turnip leaves are sweet, while purple-top turnip greens are spicier. Their intense flavor and prickly leaves make them challenging to eat raw, but their bitterness softens as they cook. Remove any thick, coarse stems for quick cooking methods. 3. Mustard greens. Mustard greens are among the most assertive of greens. They're quite spicy when served uncooked, and preparing them with starches, acids, or rich ingredients like cheese will take the edge off the bite. The longer you cook mustard greens, the more mellow they become. If you don't have time for braising, try blanching the greens before sautéing. Their pungent compounds cook out in water. 4. Swiss chard. Swiss chard has a crunchy texture, mild bitterness, and an earthy flavor similar to beets. Its stems are distinctively tangy and tender enough to chop and toss into stir fries and salads. And its leaves are robust enough to stand up to braises. But they soften just as well when cut into ribbons and tossed into pasta. The colorful stems, coming in hues from ruby to orange to white, set Swiss chard apart. 5. Collards. These brassicas are the perfect middle-of-the-road leafy green. They're not too bitter, and have mild mineral notes, making them well-suited for salads. In addition to braising, collards are a good choice for quick cooking methods like stir-frying. Remove the tough ribs first and cut the leaves into smaller pieces. Give collards a shot the next time you want to add greens to soup or to pasta. 6. Spinach. Spinach mild-tasting leaves shine in a variety of applications and deepen in flavor as they cook. Flat-leaf spinach has smooth, sweet, and tender leaves. It's perfect for salads. But it can't take the heat well. For cooking, reach for mature spinach in the form of curly spinach, also known as Savoy spinach. Their sturdy leaves and thick stems are perfect for blanching, simmering in soups or stews, stir-frying, and steaming. A proper pot of greens. There's nothing better than a pot of braised collard greens. This perfect combination of greens, a few simple seasonings, aromatics, and pork yields an intensely flavored, delectably savory broth called pot liquor, or pot liquor. I've cooked quite a few collard recipes over the years, weaving others' tips and tricks into my recipe, and it's a surprisingly simple road to my perfect pot of greens. By Liz Mervosh. Gimme all the greens. Collards may be the traditional choice for braised greens, but kale, mustard greens, and turnip greens are just as flavorful, though not interchangeable. Mustards and turnips will retain some of their characteristic peppery and bitter notes, yielding a more piquant final dish. I like to remove the center stems for a more uniform texture in my finished greens, but you can keep them in if you want a little bite. Pick your pork. I prefer bacon over smoked ham hocks in my collards. Bacon fat adds a lingering richness to the broth, while smoked ham hocks' intensity can overwhelm the greens. If you crave smoky flavor, try adding a smoked turkey wing instead. They're rich in collagen and quicker cooking than ham hocks. Add the wing to the stock in step 2 of the recipe coming up. It needs to be to cook for about 1 hour to become fall-off-the-bone tender. Select your seasonings. My braise starts with the usual building blocks, garlic, onion, and bloomed spices. Then I like to add a gastrique, a reduction of acids, vinegar, and hot sauce, and brown sugar, cooked down into a syrupy glaze. Adding the acids and sugar at the beginning of the braise rather than at the end infuses the broth with a subtle sweetness and acidity that cuts through the pot liquor's richness without overwhelming its delicate flavors. Braised to perfection. I found that everyone agrees greens should be cooked for a long time. But a long time can range anywhere from 45 minutes to 2 hours. My feeling is that greens should be cooked until silky and tender with a little bite. 1 hour at a steady simmer will get the job done. If you overcook them, they risk turning too soft and discolored. Taste as you cook, greens will vary in tenderness based on where and when they were grown. A proper pot of collard greens, active 30 minutes, total 1 hour 20 minutes, makes 6 cups. Liz Mervosh bathes these greens in sweet, tangy heat from Creole seasoning and apple cider vinegar, a method inspired by Chef Donald Link's approach to braised greens. You'll have the same success cooking a pot of kale or mustard greens as you will with collards, though the cooking times are slightly different to ensure you end up with tender but never mushy results. You can cook the greens with less stock, as little as 1 cup. You won't have as much pot liquor, but it will have a concentrated flavor. Ingredients: center-cut bacon, yellow onion, garlic, fresh bay leaves, Creole seasoning, kosher salt, black pepper, apple cider vinegar or red wine vinegar, hot sauce such as Crystal, light brown sugar, fresh collard greens, unsalted chicken stock. Once again, 6 center-cut bacon slices chopped, about 2/3 of a cup. 1 large yellow onion, thinly sliced, about 2.5 cups. 2 tablespoons finely chopped garlic, about 4 large garlic cloves, 3 fresh bay leaves, 1.5 teaspoon Creole seasoning, 1 teaspoon kosher salt plus more to taste, 1/2 teaspoon black pepper, 3 tablespoons apple cider vinegar or red wine vinegar, 3 tablespoons hot sauce, such as Crystal, 3 tablespoons light brown sugar, 2 pounds of fresh collard greens, thick stems removed and coarsely chopped, about 16 cups, and 4 cups unsalted chicken stock. Cook bacon in a large Dutch oven over medium, stirring often, until fat is mostly rendered and bacon is almost crisp, about 10 minutes. Add onion, garlic, bay leaves, Creole seasoning, salt, and black pepper. Cook over medium, stirring often, until onion slightly softens, about 4 minutes. Add vinegar, hot sauce, and brown sugar. Cook, stirring until sugar dissolves and mixture is syrupy, about 30 seconds. Step 2, add greens in 3 batches, stirring constantly and letting leaves wilt slightly before adding each addition. Stir in stock and bring to a boil over medium-high. Cover and reduce heat to low. Simmer, stirring occasionally until greens are tender, 50 minutes to 1 hour. Season with salt to taste. Liz Mervash. Make ahead. Washed, stemmed, and chopped greens can be refrigerated in an airtight container for up to 3 days. Note, for kale, substitute 2 pounds lacinato kale for the collard greens. Reduce the cooking time in step 2 to 45 minutes. For mustard greens, substitute 2 pounds mustard greens for the collards and increase the brown sugar to 1/4 cup to offset the greens' bitterness. Reduce the cooking time in step 2 to 45 minutes. Caldo verde, Portuguese potato and kale soup with sausage. Active, 45 minutes. Total, 1 hour 20 minutes. And serves 6. Caldo verde is usually made with collard greens, potatoes, and longuiça sausage. But in northern Portugal, it's simmered with kale instead of collards. The sausage is usually cooked separately and added as a garnish, but Mervash uses the drippings from crisping the sausage to bump up the soup's meaty flavor. Ingredients: extra virgin olive oil, longuiça or Spanish chorizo sausage, yellow onion, garlic cloves, fresh bay leaves, black pepper, kosher salt, low-sodium chicken broth, lacinato kale, russet potatoes, and white vinegar. Once again, 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil, 1/2 pound dry-cured linguiça sausage or Spanish chorizo, sliced into 1/4 inch thick half moons, about 1 1/3 cups. 1 small yellow onion, chopped, that's about a 7-ounce onion and makes 1 1/2 cups. 4 large garlic cloves, finely chopped, that is about 2 tablespoons. 3 fresh bay leaves, 1/2 teaspoon black pepper, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, divided, plus more to taste. 2 quarts lower sodium chicken broth, 3/4 pound Jacinto kale, thick stems removed, cut into strips, that makes about 8 packed cups. 2 pounds russet potatoes, peeled, quartered, and cut into 1-inch pieces, that makes about 6 cups. And 2 teaspoons white vinegar. Step 1. Heat oil in a large Dutch oven over medium-high. Add linguiça or chorizo in an even layer. Cook just until sausage begins to crisp, 1 to 2 minutes per side. Remove from heat, transfer sausage to a paper towel-lined plate using a slotted spoon. Reserve 2 tablespoons drippings in Dutch oven and discard remaining drippings. Add onion, garlic, bay leaves, pepper, and 1/4 teaspoon salt to drippings in Dutch oven. Heat over medium, cook, stirring often until onion is softened, about 4 minutes. Step 2, add broth, kale, and potatoes to Dutch oven. Bring to a vigorous simmer over medium-high, stirring to submerge kale and chicken broth. Reduce heat to low, simmer, stirring occasionally until the kale is very tender but still has some texture, and the potatoes are very tender and are starting to break down in broth. 35 to 40 minutes. Mash about 1/2 cup potatoes against the sides of the Dutch oven to thicken the soup. Stir in vinegar, reserved sausage, and remaining 1/4 teaspoon salt, and season with additional salt to taste. Liz Mervash. Make ahead. Soup can be stored in an airtight container in the refrigerator for up to 3 days. Pasta with greens and beans. Total 35 minutes. Serves 4. Ready in about 30 minutes, this weeknight pasta dinner demonstrates how just a few basic ingredients can become a complex and flavorful meal. Mustard greens' peppery notes are the perfect match for creamy yet dense white beans and rich pappardelle egg noodles. The dish is accented overall with the heat of Calabrian chilies and the brightness of lemon. Cooking mellows the pungent, assertive character of raw mustard greens. Choose bright green, crisp, sturdy leaves and remove any thick, tough stems. They won't become tender enough to eat without lengthy cooking. Make sure to save some of the pasta cooking liquid to create the velvety sauce. It will thicken once it comes off the heat to coat the noodles. Ingredients: extra virgin olive oil, shallots, thinly sliced garlic, jarred Calabrian chilies, kosher salt, fresh mustard greens or pre-chopped mustard greens, pappardelle or tagliatelle pasta, cannellini beans, Parmigiano Reggiano cheese, fresh lemon juice. Once again, 1/2 cup extra virgin olive oil, plus more for serving. 2 small shallots, thinly sliced, about 1/2 cup. 3 tablespoons thinly sliced garlic, about 5 large garlic cloves. 1.5 tablespoons chopped, jarred Calabrian chilies. 1 teaspoon kosher salt divided, plus more to taste. 1 pound fresh mustard greens, thick stems removed and leaves chopped, or 1 16-ounce package pre-chopped mustard greens, stems removed. That's about 16 packed cups. 3/4 pound uncooked pappardelle or tagliatelle pasta. 1 15.5-ounce can cannellini beans, drained and rinsed. 2 ounces Parmigiano Reggiano cheese, grated, about 1/2 cup, plus more for serving. And 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice. That's about 1 lemon. Step 1. Bring a large pot of salted water to a boil over high. Meanwhile, heat oil in a large Dutch oven over medium. Add shallots, garlic, chilies, and 1/4 teaspoon salt to saucepan and cook, stirring often until garlic is lightly browned in spots, about 4 minutes. Add 1/2 of the greens, stirring constantly and allowing greens to wilt slightly before adding any remaining greens, about 2 minutes. Remove from heat. Step 2. Add pasta to the pot when the water reaches a boil and cook according to package directions for al dente. Transfer cooked pasta and 1 cup pasta cooking liquid to Dutch oven and cook, stirring vigorously and tossing constantly until the sauce is thickened, glossy, and coats the noodles, about 2 minutes. Now, some liquid should still pool in the bottom of the pot. Remove the Dutch oven from the heat and add cannellini beans and remaining 3/4 teaspoon salt. Gradually stir Parmigiano Reggiano cheese into pasta until incorporated, about 2 minutes. Stir in lemon juice and season with additional salt to taste. Serve pasta with additional Parmigiano Reggiano and a drizzle of olive oil. Liz Mervash. Note, avoid oversalting the water when cooking the pasta. Use about 3 tablespoons kosher salt for every 4 quarts of water. You can adjust seasoning as you finish the dish, but if the cooking liquid is over-seasoned, the sauce you build in the pan will become too salty. Most inspired trend: mashup pastas. The world is full of possibilities, by Raphael Brion. Call it modern-day fusion, call it a multinational mashup, call it a cross-cultural cavatelli collision. Lately, restaurants across America are using classic Italian pastas to showcase decidedly non-Italian flavors. Many countries have long embraced Italian pastas and put their own spins on them. There's Haitian espagueti, made with bell peppers and hot dogs or herring. Filipino spaghetti with banana ketchup and smoked longanisa sausages. And Russian macaroni po-flotsky with ground meat and onions, just to name a few. But America's mashup pastas are something new, and while they can now be found across the United States, from Eloy Tagliarini at Valentine in Phoenix to vegan Mapo Rigatoni at Little Tijuana in Minneapolis, Los Angeles seems to be the movement's epicenter. You can find huitlacoche, cacio e pepe, and chili Colorado cavatelli at Mexitalian restaurant Amiga Amor, broccoli beef ravioli and green curry bucatino at Poltergeist, and Indian-inspired malai rigatoni at Pija Palace. And then there's the yellow curry rigatoni from 2024 Food & Wine Best New Chef, Wechayan Do Arpaporaporat, at his boundary-pushing Thai restaurant Holy Basil. The yellow curry sauce, made with yellow curry paste and pickled mustard greens, is topped with fried shallots. Instead of using egg noodles like you might find in a khao soi, a Thai coconut curry noodle soup, Arpaporaporat prefers rigatoni. "I like how it captures the sauce," he says. For Arpaporaporat, pasta is a canvas to build on. You see ramen done in so many ways, rice done so many ways. Pasta is just another blank slate. Yellow curry rigatoni. Active 25 minutes, total 55 minutes, serves 4. Inspired by the rendition at Holy Basil, a sauce of curry paste cooked in chili crisp oil, coconut milk, and fish sauce blankets this pasta in sweet yet pungent flavors. A topping of pickled mustard greens, chili crisp, and fried shallot adds heat and crunch. Save leftover mustard greens to add to rice or grains. Ingredients: dill pickle juice, kosher salt, mustard greens and stems, rigatoni pasta, spicy chili crisp, yellow curry paste, creamy coconut milk, fish sauce, light brown sugar, crispy fried shallots, scallions, lime wedges. Once again, 1 cup dill pickle juice. That's from 1 jar of dill pickle chips, such as Clausen. 1 teaspoon kosher salt. 2 cups packed, finely chopped mustard greens and stems, about 2 ounces. 12 ounces of uncooked rigatoni pasta. Spicy chili crisp, such as Lao Gan Ma, plus 2 teaspoons oil from the jar. And that's divided. 2 tablespoons yellow curry paste. 1 14-ounce canned creamy coconut milk, such as Aroy D. 1.5 teaspoons fish sauce, such plus more to taste. 1 teaspoon light brown sugar. Finely chopped crispy fried shallots, such as Maisri. Finely chopped scallions and lime wedges for serving. Step 1. Bring pickle juice and salt to a boil in a small saucepan over medium-high. Cook, stirring constantly until salt dissolves. Pour over greens in a heat-proof container and press to submerge. Let stand uncovered until cooled to room temperature about 30 minutes. Step 2. Bring a medium pot of salted water to a boil, add pasta, and cook according to package directions for al dente. Drain pasta, and reserve cooking liquid. Step 3. Meanwhile, heat chili crisp oil in a large skillet over medium-high. Add curry paste, cook, stirring constantly until fragrant, about 30 seconds. Slowly stir in coconut milk, fish sauce, and sugar. Simmer, stirring often until creamy and slightly thickened, about 3 minutes. Step 4. Transfer cooked pasta to skillet. Stir until sauce clings to pasta but is still loose and pooling, about 1 minute. Add a splash of reserved pasta cooking liquid to loosen sauce, if needed. Remove from heat and season to taste with fish sauce. Step 5. Transfer pasta to a platter. Toss with desired amount of drained mustard greens. And top with chili crisp, fried shallots, and scallions. Squeeze lime wedges over pasta and serve. Liz Mervash. Make ahead. Mustard greens in brine can be kept in an airtight container in the refrigerator for up to 1 week. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Robert with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.